Morning, family.
Morning.
You're looking so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and the reverend sounds so reverential, Pastor. You know, but it's good to be here. And so I ask the Lord, what word for you today as we start the new year? You know, it's a wonderful year ahead.
Amen.
I won't tell you that you won't have challenges, but I can tell you, you will overcome.
Amen.
Into greater in the name of Jesus. So this message is twofold. And it's for those who need to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And it is for those who are already filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "But ye shall be witness, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth."
Amen.
You are witnesses. And under the current disposition of the Holy Spirit, we have power. Dispensation of the Holy Spirit, we have power. Amen?
Amen.
Put your hands on yourself and say, I have power.
I have power.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
So here is what God says, we're saved. But the place of being saved and the anointing now is not the place of being comfortable. So he requires something of us. And the commissioning is for every born again Christian. And the instruction is to go ye.
Amen.
To go ye. Amen?
Amen.
So what is our purpose here on this earth? Our first and foremost purpose after we work out our love relationship with God is to love others.
Yeah.
As we love ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
Help me preach today, okay?
Amen.
And it is in the loving of others that we have a desire for lost souls.
Yeah. Yes.
A desire to win others for Christ.
Amen.
Because we care about their eternal place, and we want to further God's kingdom.
Amen.
So what does it mean to have power? Resurrection power lives on the inside of us.
Amen.
The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of you.
Amen.
We have the power over sickness, disease, and infirmity. We have the power over devils and demons.
Amen.
Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and
Amen.
Nothing shall by any means harm you.
Hallelujah.
We have the power to overcome. Romans 8 says, in all this, we are more than conquerors. We are more than. That's what it says. That's what the word of God says. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. All the things listed. All the things. In all this. The tribulations. The distress. And more. We are more than conquerors. Our loving Heavenly Father never wants us to walk as defeated in any situation. Amen?
Amen?
He gave us the power to overcome. First of all, though, I'm going to tell you, how do you receive the power of the Holy Spirit? First thing you need to do is just ask him. Amen?
Amen.
Ask him, seek him, be desperate for him.
Amen?
Yes. Amen?
Yes.
Then position yourselves to receive in faith. Because sometimes we can be good at asking, but we don't position ourselves to receive. God says, ask, believe, receive.
Amen.
Ask, believe, receive. So what is faith? Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
It is something tangible. What is the evidence? The evidence is the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. God's Word is true, and it will not return to Him void.
Amen.
Amen. Once you know God's will in any situation by seeking His Word, receive it. Have the utmost confidence that what God said, that He is going to do what He said. But you must know His will in each situation. Amen?
Amen.
Matthew 7 says, ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps on knocking, it will be opened. It will be opened.
Amen.
Or what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will instead give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will instead give him a snake? If you then, evil, sinful by nature, I'm reading from the Amplified, as you are, know how to give good and advantageous gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, perfect as He is, give what is good and advantageous to those who keep on asking?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So what does it mean to have power? Number one, we have the confidence that we will overcome.
Amen.
So that we can find rest in God while we wait. Here is the thing about overcoming, though. It may not be as we think, because overcoming is from the God's perspective, and it's from the perspective of eternity.
Amen.
All things really do work for good, and our good, and for God's glory.
Amen.
Amen. Number two, we have the power to be effective witnesses for Christ. Number three, we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
Number four, the power over devils and demons. Pity we don't know our authority. I've done the ministry of deliverance, and I've actually seen that when you call the name of Jesus, the enemy becomes afraid.
Yes.
We need to know our authority in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
And sometimes we don't need to address the enemy. Like some Christians, everything is the enemy. No, we just need to declare the word of God and it's enough.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. So what should we do daily? We should be utilizing this power to overcome and to increase the kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Truly, in Christ, we have a passion to see lost souls saved, the sick recover, and anyone separated from God to be reconciled to Him. Amen?
Amen.
Truly, when we are connected to the heart of the Father, we will care for others. We are not just content in working out our own salvation. Amen?
Amen.
We care about others.
Yes.
More than we do our own selves.
Yes.
We esteem them more highly than ourselves. Amen?
Amen?
But let me tell you now what has been happening to some of us. You see, we live in the land of how we feel. But we cannot rely on how we feel. We have got to live out of the place of being spirit-filled and spirit-led.
Amen.
You see, we may get started, and something happens that may blindside us. We're a little bit shocked. And we allow it to completely overtake us. Now, let me say this. I don't feel good. Many times I might be ministering. And any minister, I'm sure pastor doesn't have it right, all right. He has challenges. We have things right now that we may be broken about. Amen? Something we are waiting on. But God's business is more important than ourselves. Amen? And God can really have his glory in our lives because it's not about us. It's all about him
Amen.
Having his way
Hallelujah.
In our lives.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Sometimes we have to bring the sacrifice of praise. We've got to discipline ourselves to minister the very oracles of God, even when we don't feel like it.
Yes.
God can count on us to be in position.
Yes.
We are his vessels of honor.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Please don't get me wrong. There are seasons when we will grieve.
Yeah.
Seasons of sorrow. But this season is, as it says, a season. It's only supposed to last for a short time and not a lifetime.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
That season must not define us. Because we are never victims. We are victorious.
Amen.
Say, I am an overcomer.
I am an overcomer.
Through Christ Jesus.
Through Christ Jesus.
I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Who strengthens me.
Who strengthens me.
Amen?
Amen.
You see, we need to have a different mindset about challenges. Great purpose can be birthed out of our pain.
Yeah.
And we can come into the place of reaping great rewards and the anointing if we do not faint.
Yes.
Not one person that bears the anointing in truth didn't walk through fire.
True.
Amen?
Yes.
They walked through fire.
Yes.
So let me read you a story. It may be a little long, but it is necessary for us to hear, because we will give account for what we do in the kingdom. Amen?
Yes.
Matthew 25:14-30 says, "For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents. To another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of these servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more.'" Amen?
Amen.
"His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much.' And he also who had the 2 talents came forward saying, 'Master, you delivered me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 more. His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.'" It's a little long, but bear with me. "He also who had received the 1 talent came forward saying, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping what you did not sow, gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid.'" Note that word. "I was afraid. "And I went and hid your talent in the ground. And you have what is yours. But his master answered him, "You wicked and slothful servant, I have not sown and gathered where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested money, to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who had 10 talents. For everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But for the one, from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let us not quench the Spirit.
Amen.
Let us fan the flame of the Holy Spirit and be on fire for God. Amen. Momently, minutely, secondly, daily.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 2 Timothy 1. This is why I remind you to fan into the flames the spiritual gifts God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given us a spirit of power. He has given us a spirit of love, and he has given us a spirit of a sound mind. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I break the power of fear over your life in the name of Jesus. Verse 8 says, so never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord.
Amen.
And don't be ashamed of me either, even though I am in prison for him. With the strength God gives you, be ready to suffer with me for the sake of the good news. For God saved you and called you to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserved it, but because that was his plan from before the beginning of time to show us his grace through Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, your grace. Hallelujah. And so, when we are truly connected to the heart of God, you will do all in your power to further God's kingdom, because you are about the master's business.
Amen.
Perhaps we were blindsided by some incidents in 2018. This is the year where we shall be strong and do exploits.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We will be steadfast and unmovable. For that is what God desires for us. He's asking you to stop doubting your capability. Step out in faith, fully surrendered to God. Watch God make your life a testimony and cause you to become so effective in leaving your mark for God.
Amen.
You can. And God will. I'm going to pray. But before we pray, I'm going to pray. But you need to ask God. This is a prayer I do each day. You know, we pray and we ask for forgiveness and repentance. But I ask God to fill me afresh with his Holy
Amen.
Spirit power. Lord, use me to bless as many people today. It may just be a smile. It may just be a hug. It may just be that I'm positioned where God wants me to be. And so God says, be in position. He's going to use you in a very powerful way in 2019.
Hallelujah.
You can.
Amen.
And God will through you.
Amen.
And so there are some of you, you may need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. I don't know if that's the right song, Matt. Liz, I don't know if it's possible to sing that right now. The presence of the Lord is in this place.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, as you come to the altar, we'll minister. You may need strengthening. You may need grace. You may need encouragement. Whatever you may need, you just come. You may need a fresh fire to that battery to get you going.
Amen.
Just come and we'll pray for you. Amen?
Amen.
And that's the message for this morning.
Amen.
Come and be filled in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.